You're listening to The Drew Marshall Show on Joy 1250.
Playing in the background, Brett Schinkel. Quite a musician. Quite a young lad. I've listened to his song just for a little bit. And then we'll be right with you, live in studio with this man, Brett Schinkel. One of Canada's most promising up-and-coming young musicians, a versatile and talented player of acoustic guitar, bass, drums, percussion. The list goes on and on and on and on. His playing is quite imaginative, quite technical. He takes musical inspiration from many different styles, including fingerstyle, jazz, blues, bluegrass, folk, and classical. Kind of creates his own unique sound that really kind of takes audiences on a journey. And joining us live, Brett Schinkel. Thanks for coming back. It's been a while, man.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Like, how long ago was
maybe
it?
Maybe like 2 years.
Really?
Possibly, I don't know.
2 years ago.
Maybe less, I don't know.
That's just phenomenal, man. I'm sorry. We should have had you back a lot
sooner.
No,
it's cool. I've been on somewhat of a...
sabbatical?
Yeah, like musically anyways, just completely... I don't know, dry maybe, but like a billion ideas have been building up and like none have been actually...
formulating?
Yeah, getting into any finished product, and I've been sort of, people are sort of yelling at me to record something anyways, and I just don't. I don't know why, but now I think I've got a place where I can go and get it done, so it's... I'm going to push myself to do it now, I think.
Nice,
yeah.
Nice, good. All these instruments... which one's your primary one? Is it guitar now?
Yeah.
Because it never was at the beginning, was it?
No, it wasn't, no.
What was the first instrument you hooked into?
Well, piano, I guess, just out of force.
Sure, following your dad's footsteps.
Yeah.
Quite a good piano player, your dad is.
Yes, he is, very good. I guess piano, and then, you know, hated it, as most kids do.
I'm there with you.
Yeah.
I'm totally there with you.
And
Royal Conservatory lessons, did you have those things?
Yeah. No, I remember... I remember wanting to play jazz, and if I could play some jazz piano, then I would do it. Sort of that was my deal with my parents, maybe. Like,
yeah.
After I got so fed up, it's like either that or I just can't handle it anymore. And they took me to a teacher or two to try that, and it just, I don't know. I think you gotta find like really specific teachers if you want that type of stuff to work. Like, you can't take it from a classical person that says, I'm going to teach you some jazz now. You know what I mean? It's just like...
let's open up this jazz book and see what it has.
It's just, it's ridiculous. It's too... not that I don't appreciate classical music, but it's just... if most people that get trained up sort of classically are forced to have somewhat of a rigid style that can't...
creatively flow off in the la-la land.
Yeah, they could be unbelievable. Like, they could be technically and I guess their knowledge could be huge, but then, like, sometimes my sister is an example of this. Like, she can read like crazy, and she always says, I wish I could just sit down and just play, like, just play to something or just along to something.
You mean she could read music like crazy or read books like crazy?
Read music.
Okay,
yes.
Yeah.
And she'll sit down at the piano and play anything. And it's, to me, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Because
take the sheet music away, and she's...
yes, just, she's limited to whatever she's memorized, and that's it.
Right.
And always saying, oh, I wish I could do that. But, and I'm on the opposite side of the spectrum. I really wish I...
Your mom's much like your sister. Isn't she that way?
Yeah. Musically?
Yeah.
Honestly,
because there's your dad is a freak on the piano. He really
right,
is.
Right.
And he seems to be one of those, somebody tell me what time it is kind of guys, like you.
Right.
Because I don't know what time it is right now.
Right. Yeah, I think so.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm going to back out of this conversation real, real carefully.
All right.
All right, next instrument after piano was?
There was a time probably... Oh, obviously drums. I guess I was really confused there for a second. Yeah,
I remember the drum scene. I really
did. Yeah, yeah.
You were
obviously.
What, 8, 9, 10, 11? How old were you?
Yeah. Come to think of it, maybe it was at the same time. Piano definitely was first, but I always wanted to play the drums. And then I
think it was cooler.
It was like 8, 9, 10, yeah.
Chicks dig drummers,
well,
right?
Well, my dad had that band with who was all in it? Wendy Pound was singing, and my mom was singing.
Was Gordo in that one?
Gord was playing guitar, I remember that. And Dave Smiley was playing drums.
Yeah.
And so was Dave Huggins.
Oh, yeah.
But it's sort of, I don't know if there's a rotation going on or if they just like switch over at one point. But the beauty of it was my basement was there.
With
practice.
Stuff in it, yeah.
Yeah, there was practice area. My dad spent like, and me... I don't know, hours of gluing all these egg cartons to the wall.
Oh, you did the egg carton thing. Nice, nice, nice.
And you'd walk in and it would go,
yeah.
And you'd be in this like soundproof layer.
Nice.
But they would leave their drums there. That's what I'm sort of trying to get at.
So piano, drums, bass then?
Yeah. My dad always had a bass kicking around the house and it was just too gigantic for me to even bother. Like, other than just playing with it, like, the strings are like as fat as
chunky
fingers.
Fat strings, yeah.
So, like, even reaching to the end of the guitar is basically impossible.
Yeah.
Until I guess I got old enough. And they bought me a guitar probably in like grade 6, an electric guitar. And I tried taking like a couple lessons and I think I learned some of the typical pop songs of that time and was just really like, unfortunately, that just didn't. I mean, it was okay, but I just didn't.
You weren't
take
digging
off.
It. You weren't
no,
digging
no.
it. Yeah.
So I sold it for a new set of drums, and then kept playing drums.
All right. When did the guitar thing? Because you're going to play in just a couple of minutes here. When did the guitar thing kind of kick in?
Probably when my big interest when I was at probably like 17, 18 maybe.
Okay.
Just started either.
How old are you now?
23.
23. So for the last whatever the math is, 4 or 5 years.
Yes. And I just playing friends' guitars, and then to the point where I wanted to get one, and then I borrowed one off a guy that I was playing in a band with for a while, an electric guitar, and sort of learned on that. And then just bought an acoustic guitar and
sweet.
Liked that.
Sweet. All right, folks, we are in the studio with Brett Schinkel, and Brett's going to do a little tune for us here, and I'm sure he's going to throw out all sorts of apologies because he hasn't been playing the guitar 24/7 these days.
No,
is that fair enough?
Yeah, well, I'll do whatever. It'll be fine. I haven't been playing, that's all, but it's cool.
All right, no worries. Folks, again, live in studio, Mr. Brett Schinkel. Brett Schinkel, live on the Drew Marshall Show. Doesn't get any better than that, people. Good job, man.
Thanks.
Sweet, sweet, sweet stuff. The word journey is certainly probably overused, but used quite often to describe that style of music that you're playing.
Right.
And when you say, okay, this is the name of this song, and then you have to describe, well, why did you call it that? And then there's some journey behind it, okay? So let's pull that apart a little bit.
Okay.
Because it's always weird to me. I remember asking Phil Kagi this same question. You know, when you have an instrumental song, and Jay Leach, who was also on our show, you know, you call it this, and then you describe it, and I go, well, I don't get the how you can take words and match it, and there's the journey in the song. Does it have to do with the creative process behind it and what was going through your brains when you were putting it together? How do you get across to people whatever story you want to get across to people through those tunes?
Well, I mean, as far as the journey itself, it doesn't even really necessarily have to do with the title. I think a lot of the time titles are just so you can refer to a song. Like, literally, that's that one.
Right, as opposed to song number two.
Exactly, and I think maybe in my mind, I almost don't like giving songs titles, but they have to have them. So I guess I would, every single one probably is different arriving at what I would actually call it. But.
So there's not a big story behind
that
song that you just played.
No, I think the stories are the songs themselves. I think that they just, I don't know, music has this weird way of
describing its own journey?
Well, resonating with people and bringing back, I guess, a lot of times it brings feelings that you've experienced at one point or another, and for some reason music has that weird power to I don't know, it can make you feel good, it make you feel bad. People get pumped up, you know, when they're like listening to like metal music to go out and...
I'm back to my old Kiss days.
Yeah, like... It's really got a million purposes, and I would say as a listener of music, first of all, I think it's sort of absurd to just stick to one style, because unless your life literally is, you're in one frame of mode. Like,
yeah.
Metallica, I rock every second of my life, and I never give up. I just keep on rocking. Like, as much as Metallica's great for, you know... getting pumped up to go, I don't know,
shopping.
Yeah, I fear that crazy about it. But I mean, I'm more so as a listener. You just use it to fit the scenario. Like I would put it on if I'm, you know, just hanging out.
Sure.
And it would be, you know.
Okay. The journey. Some people come up with these things. Three in the morning, and they've just got to pour it all out there right then. Otherwise, they're going to lose it.
Yes.
And some people then do the opposite thing. They drop a little bit here, and then they come back and drop another little bit here. And or they have these time periods. Every Sunday at 2 o'clock, I'm going to sit down and we're going to work on a song or something like that. How are you wired?
The last one is the most improbable one for me. Like there's
you don't
no...
you don't even know what 2 o'clock is, really, do you?
Well, yeah, I feel like I can sort of turn myself on and off sometimes, but other times I have no ability to turn myself on. Like, right. I'm just like, I just can't right now.
Well, that's why, and no joke intended, that's why a lot of musicians are addicted to substances.
Yes.
Because they use that, because the record label has said, look, we need something from you by next week, and nothing naturally has come, so they need to force themselves into some sort of creative mind meld.
Yeah, some weird dream world.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd say with me, it literally just gets given to me.
Like a God thing?
Yeah, I guess. Like, there would be no... Like, yes. That would be it. But what I'm trying to say is what it feels like. It doesn't really feel like God is saying...
Write this song.
Yes, now you will do an A sharp. But more like I'll just start playing it and it'll write itself. Right. And then at the end of it, I'll be like, that... It just came to me,
yep.
And it wasn't really something that was overly constructed. Anything that I record usually finishes its writing stage while I'm recording it, and I can't seem to ever get to a finished product until I'm actually finishing it. It's like literally recording it.
Right.
I've never gone in and been like, hey, this is exactly what I want to do.
Yeah, let's lay it down. Yeah,
yeah, it always develops it, and then it's sort of cool that happens, because a lot of the time you'll get what you wanted out of it, like you'll hear it. Like I'll usually hear it when I play it with the full band.
Right.
Even if I'm like, even if it's not there, but I'll hear that and I'll hear the different parts that I want. And then I'll just recording. It's fun because you start to actually be able to hear it instead of just hearing it in your right. head. And then that's how they sort of get finished, I guess.
Okay, we're going to take a short break, but we're going to play one of Brett's tunes here in the background, another fantastic track off of his CD. And do you still have some CDs available? People can get it through the website or that kind of a thing?
I do, yes.
Okay,
yes.
So again, the website, brettschinkel.com. That's BRETTSCHINKEL. brettschinkel.com. Have a listen to another one of his fantastic numbers here. And then Brett's going to retune, and we're going to come back with another live rendition from Brett Schinkel. You're listening to The Drew Marshall Show. We'll be right back.
Listening to The Drew Marshall Show on Joy 1250.
We are live in studio with Brett Schinkel. You have heard his tunes on our show every once in a while. I very much have appreciated this man's musical ability. God-given, I might add. And a very kind of Brett to join us on our last show for 2006. Do you realize you're preceding James Brown on the Drew Marshall Show?
Yeah, you told me that earlier.
That's pretty weird, eh?
Sort of crazy.
Yeah, you and James Brown, big guy.
Yeah.
And Clarence Fountain from the Blind Boys of Alabama. Great group, man.
Yes, I think I have them on a DVD somewhere.
Really?
Well, like not a DVD of them, but on one of those like festival DVDs.
Oh, yeah. Cool. All right, well, without any further ado, let's go into this next song that you're going to play for us live. You want to tell us anything about it? You want to set it up at all, or just do it?
It's not even really. It's sort of just a piling of a bunch of different ideas. It's really not even a song.
You're classic. Folks, again, Brett Schinkel is who's joining us right now. The website is www.brettschinkel, BRETTSCHINKEL.com. And he's playing live for your listening pleasure on our last show, 2006. Brett Schinkel.
Okay.
Brett Schenkel on the Drew Marshall Show. What a privilege it is to have you here, and you're one of those guys that drive me bonkers. You've got talent coming out your wazoo, and you're so laid back about it. You are the worst self-promoter I've ever come across in my life.
I need a manager.
You do. You need a manager.
If I had the motivation, or no, sorry, if I had the person motivating me.
Yeah, cracking the whip.
Say, play here, do this, do that, I'd be all over it.
You'd be all over it. Beautiful. Brett, we just had a caller call in and just let us know that your website's cool, no problem, but to buy CDs, to click on the shop or whatever, that ain't working. So if they want to send you an email, where would they send it to?
Yeah, have them do that. I don't know why that won't work.
Okay. If they want to send you an email, where do we send it to?
Just brett@brettschenkel.com.
brett@brettschenkel.com. Pretty simple. All right. So, folks, if you want to get the copy of Brett Schenkel's CD, and at the risk of sounding cheesy and putting ideas into your head here, people, I would say that this style of music is absolutely perfect. For me, you know what it works? It works the best for me when I want to get into God's Word. It does. There's just... There's something focusing and yet deliberately non-focusing at the same time that is just tremendous.
Cool.
I'm not sure I verbalized that quite the way I wanted to, but I think you get what I mean.
Yeah.
BrettSchenkel.com is the name of the website, BrettSchenkel. His fingers are killing him because he hasn't played in quite a while, and so he's bleeding all over the place here. It's just really...
I'm not bleeding.
Really gross, actually, yeah. All right, well, let's go out with one last song. Do you need to retune? Because I want a little... You've mellowed me right out, man.
Okay, yeah.
Okay? And I need a little funky spice going on. Do you need to retune, or
you... Just one second.
Okay, so while Brett is retuning, I want to let you know what's coming up next on the show here. I would say about 1:45. In about 5 minutes, folks, we are going to replay our original 2006 interview with Mr. James Brown, confirmed by his management to be the longest one on record and possibly the last audio interview Mr. James Brown ever conducted. We're going to talk to Mr. Brown about his spiritual life. I had a chance to catch up with him while he was in town last year. He was going to be our guest on the show anyway. We were going to replay it because next week he was going to be up at Casino Rama playing up there. And what a phenomenal spiritual journey this guy has had. An amazing story. Hard to understand. Both these gentlemen are actually very hard to understand. So you may want to download the interviews later on our website when we post them up there. Mr. Clarence Fountain will follow up with a tribute to Mr. James Brown. Of course, Clarence Fountain, we've had on the show again a year and a half ago, roughly. He's from the Blind Boys of Alabama, founding member of the Grammy Award-winning soul gospel group for over 60 years. They've been on The Tonight Show, Jay Leno, Late Night with David Letterman, and today, Mr. Fountain pays tribute to the Godfather of Soul, who spoke quite highly of Mr. Fountain while speaking to me earlier this year. He really does love the Blind Boys of Alabama, Mr. James Brown. But right now, it is Brett Schenkel, again, live here on the show. Brett, what are you going to take us out with, big guy?
This is a song called Downhill. People usually like it, so I'll play it.
It's a song called Downhill, and people usually like it. That's beautiful title. I like that. Listen, thanks for coming in, man.
You're welcome.
I really appreciate
it. It's a pleasure.
It's good to hear your tunes, and I hope 2007 is a little better than 2006.
Yes, I hope so, too.
All right, buddy. Folks, Brett Schenkel. Thank you. Brett Schinkel on the Drew Marshall Show. Totally exhausted and played right out, folks. Thank you so much again. BrettSchinkel.com is the website. BrettSchinkel. BrettSchinkel.com. If you want to send him an email to order one of his CDs, you want to send it to Brett@BrettSchinkel.com. Up next, the Godfather of Soul, Mr. James Brown, on the Drew Marshall Show. A bit of a tribute also by Mr. Clarence Fountain from the Blind Boys of Alabama. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Want to find out who's on the Drew Marshall Show next week? Sign up for our weekly email updates online at drewmarshall.ca.